Rob Smith, Democrats see blacks as perpetual victims in need of their rescue. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 23, 2019. Turning Point USA, PUSA, contributor Rob Smith recently asked 2020 Democrat presidential candidates, the majority of whom have said that they support reparations for slavery, if they would give him his reparations right there, on the spot. Zero candidates agreed to pay Smith. A total of zero Democrat presidential candidates were willing to give the PUSA contributor his reparations on the spot at the Iowa State Fair. Some candidates, such as Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, simply said no, while others circumvented Smith's question, such as Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, who said, "This is a conversation we need to have as a country." There was a lot of nervous laughter and kicking the can down the road, said Smith to Breitbart News, and these are the same answers they're going to give black Americans after they have their votes. Watch the video below. Smith, who personally does not support the idea of reparations, told Breitbart News that he and PUSA Chief Creative Officer Benny Johnson came up with the idea to ask the question, as they thought it would be a fun and interesting video while also pointing out the ways in which Democrats pander to black Americans. "I just wanted to satirize it a little bit, while doing something that also got my point across," said Smith. The PUSA activist mentioned that while none of the answers really surprised him, he did get the chance to stop and talk with author and Democrat primary presidential candidate Marianne Williamson. "I will say that Marianne Williamson, bless her heart, she really did take the time to talk to me about the whole thing," said Smith. "Do I want her as my president? No. Do I want her as my spiritual advisor? Maybe. But even Marianne Williamson, who took the time to talk about reparations, she and I had a conversation," continued Smith. "And she said something along the lines of, 'Just because you got out doesn't mean that everyone else did.' Well, I didn't get out of anything. I served in the military, and I had the same opportunities that all Americans have. They still cannot relieve themselves of the idea that black people are perpetual victims in need of their rescue, even when they have the best intentions," said Smith. Smith also shared his thoughts on whether he thinks Democrats would want their own money to be redistributed. "Absolutely not," said Smith. "It's always what's best for thee isn't best for me. Those conversations never happen together. They're always separate," mentioned the PUSA Acronetics. "I think they are just building a big tent of victim groups, and assuming that none of these victims' groups talk to each other, or have competing ideas and thoughts." Smith also noted that unlike some of the other videos featuring PUSA activists approaching Democrats at the Iowa State Fair, he found that it was much easier for him to stop and talk with the candidates, likely because they assumed Smith was on the left, simply because he is black. "The interesting thing, to me, in dealing with all of those Democrats, there weren't a whole lot of black people at the fair," said Smith, "and every time one of these candidates saw me, their eyes would light up, and then when I hit them with a reparations question, they didn't know what to do." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.